New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and today is Thursday.
Yes.
If you were joining the show yesterday at the same time, I thought it was Thursday then.
You were just
it
like,
was not.
You were just powering on being like, happy Thursday, let's do this. And I was like, oh, wait, hang on, mate.
Hold your horses.
I think you've just freaked out all of Newcastle and the Hunter because it is, in fact, Wednesday.
Yep.
Today, though.
Is Thursday.
Different story. It is actually Thursday.
Which is great.
It is. Like you said yesterday, my second last show. Yep. Today.
Today is. That's yes. Right. How are you feeling after yesterday? We, of course, had our next stop on our tour to Toasty.
I felt good.
Yeah.
I actually finished one specific Toasty and thought I could go back there for another one.
And what time did you go back?
Hours later, like 1 o'clock, I had this thought.
You had the second one?
No, I didn't go back.
Oh, you didn't go back.
But I thought about it.
Wow, that's big.
I have had, like, the kind of Toasty that we had yesterday is the kind of Toasty that I, like, have dreams about.
And did you dream about it? No, you had a dream about
it. No, I actually had a dream that Marcus, my partner, got eaten by a shark.
That's a bit scary.
So that was terrifying.
Indeed.
No buffalo cheese toasties in sight.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I didn't dream about my partner being eaten, so,
oh, my God,
you know,
it's traumatic. I have vivid dreams all of the time, and it freaks me out because it's like, what if I dream about something and it comes true?
That could happen.
Maybe I'm Alison Dubois. I'm a medium. I'm a psychic. And
maybe.
I see it all in my dreams.
Possible.
It's a lot of money if you are.
Oh, my God. Isn't there what?
Yeah.
Oh. Goodbye, radio.
Yeah. Hello, television.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Or, like, just clients who think, who are a bit woo-woo like me, and they're going to pay me for my visions.
$12,000
yes.
Per session.
Yep.
You're into that?
Yep.
Better than delivering packages on Sherpa.
A milli. Yep. Bloody oath it is.
I think. I don't know.
Nah, I know.
Yeah, right. Well, good luck with that.
But
promising new career.
The fate of a lot of people could be in my hands. I mean, like, if that dream comes true, Marcus is dead meat, literally.
Well, that's it.
Literally.
See ya.
Oh, well.
Bit of shark food.
I enjoyed meeting him. It was fun.
Yeah, it was nice. We had a good run.
I'll catch up with Jess next for your local news headlines as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, paramedics and patient transport officers go on strike today?
Yeah, so from 6 o'clock for 24 hours, they're all going to be going on strike. The Health Services Union issued a stop work order. They're trying to put pressure on the state government to scrap the public sector wage cap. So basically today, ambulances will refuse to transport discharge patients out of hospitals back to aged care homes or back to their home in a bit of an escalation of the industrial action that they've been taking for a long time. Mm. The union said they will, of course, make exceptions for end-of-life patients and patients who are on dialysis, but other than that, nope.
So just basically inconvenience.
Pretty much, the
system to try and get some more money.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. We had a very close family friend of ours unfortunately suffer a stroke a couple of weeks ago. She lives in Singleton, right?
Okay.
And they were transporting her to the John. She's like, we're not doing that. I'll take myself. She was still quite, like, she was still
right.
With it.
Yeah.
She's like, my daughter will drive me because I can't afford, like, the ambulance fees. And they're like, we're on strike today, Dale. It's not going to cost you a thing.
Really?
And they got her all the way from Singleton to the John, and she was like, righto, load me up, get me in.
Yeah, for free, I'll take it.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're still obviously carrying out their services, just not charging anyone.
Yeah. Which is also all right.
Kind of convenient for any patients.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Indeed. switching things up. Now, residents of Morpeth, absolutely devastated by some news this morning. What's happening?
Well, obviously, Crevo, this isn't your kind of event, but the Maitland Triathlon has been held in Morpeth.
What do you mean?
I don't see you doing a 20k bike ride, mate.
Why not?
A 15 kilometre run. Not a chance.
Why not?
But this event.
Yeah, Crevo, why not?
Yeah, Crevo, why not?
Well, if you were going to do it on October 8th, Crevo, you can't because it's been canned.
I had my ticket and everything.
Did you?
Yeah. I'd entered.
So this is a huge blow, really. I've been a spectator at the Maitland Triathlon the last couple of years, and literally thousands of people rock up to this event. Participants, spectators, it is a huge event for people who like triathlons and things in Maitland, and apparently the local traffic authorities have told organisers that it's just no longer safe, even though they say there have been no issues, there have been no complaints, no breaches, no anything go wrong in previous events. So the organisers said, well, if they had to change anything else, not only would it be way too expensive, just logistically they can't do it. So they've had to make the call to not have the event at all.
That's annoying.
Yeah, I know. That's what I felt.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I mean, what else are they going to do? Start another one, I guess.
Yeah.
Which seems difficult.
Just maybe not in Morpeth, which is disappointing.
Yeah, indeed. All right, well, thanks for that update. Of course, Jess, a full update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
Now, Crevo, over in the States, there's a TV show called Hustler Casino Life. It's basically a live stream of all these people showing up to play poker.
Oh, it's like, I get a lot of people love watching
people
poker.
People froth
they it. Love it.
Yeah, and casinos are huge over there, right?
Yeah.
And there's a show on a Monday called Max Payne Monday where there is a regular who shows up to play poker.
Said game, yeah.
And this woman, her name is Sashimi.
As in when you're at the sushi
as
train.
As in the raw fish.
I'll have a couple of bits of sashimi, please.
Yes, okay. That's her like stage name.
I see.
She tried to basically put off the rest of her opponents whilst playing poker by wearing a fake bodysuit that had a big old set of big mummy milkers. Huge.
Just absolutely massive knocks.
Big knockers.
Right.
Right? To put off her opponents, she let a little nip slip.
Oh, like it. Oh, it's. This is nothing. It's just a wardrobe malfunction.
But she let it sit there.
I'm doing the Super Bowl.
And
nothing to worry
out.
About.
She let it sit there and hang out during the whole game, right?
Yeah.
So this happened last year, like in the lead up to Christmas last year.
Okay.
Right? And she's not said anything. She was keeping a straight face the whole time during playing this game. Everyone's like, oh, Sashimi, your little nip slip's happening over there. And she's like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Like, did not acknowledge it.
Oh,
water
that's
off a duck's
funny.
Back, right?
That's so funny.
Until this week, she finally releases an apology, saying, I'm sorry for my little slip-up a couple of months ago. It's easy to lose track of what's going on when you're just hanging out. I promise to nip that behaviour in the bud, and I will keep you all abreast of future wardrobe choices. Thank you very much. So Sashimi's fame has grown in these last couple of months,
right,
purely because she's like, I know how to distract these little buggers.
Yeah, and also because that's like a valid strategy in poker is 100%. To do small, I guess, normally not... I guess it's
acceptable
normal, yeah, activities,
distractions,
right? Just
yeah.
little things that distract people. There's guys that like weirdly eat on carrots
yep.
and stuff like that.
And the true professionalism of all these people, like they were all wearing their poker faces, Sashimi
yeah.
included, because they were like, well, we've got a game here to win, to play and win.
There's tens of thousands of dollars on the line.
But they're too busy looking over at Sashimi's big knockers. Don't know if she won, but I mean, hats off to her. I don't know how I could sit there with a straight face.
And just look at that.
The footage of her just sitting there with her nips out. She's like, I'm fine. What's wrong with you?
Nothing to worry about.
What are you looking at?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Keep your eyes to your own cards.
It's worked.
New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning. Happy Thursday, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining the show. Tyler, yesterday on the show we talked about a local, I guess, celebrity in a way.
Totally. He is a celebrity in his own right. a little white bunny in Mayfield who keeps getting out. He is a Houdini.
Yeah.
So much so that in the Mayfield Facebook community group, people that are a part of it just are tagging his owner, being like, oh, Lisa, just to let you know, he's under my car at the front in this street again.
Yeah,
I found him up here. I'll just drop him back to your house. Or people will comment on it being like, just go to this number on this street. That's where Lisa lives. That's where the white bunny lives. Just drop him back off.
Pop him back in the front yard. Yep. That's what he likes.
Yep.
All that sort of stuff. Of course, that got us talking Houdini pets.
Yes.
So we'll have that again on the show next as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
We are asking on 4967 104105. Do you own a Houdini pet or do you live near one? An animal that keeps getting out in the Mayfield community is a little white bunny.
Yeah.
So much so that he is famous on the Mayfield Community Facebook group because people now know his owner, have befriended his owner, and tagged his owner every time he decides to get out.
Yeah, because he just keeps getting out. You said
so
you
often.
Counted 34 posts.
Posts.
That
total.
Is extraordinary.
Yep.
And amazing. Of course, we are asking Novocastrians to share their Houdini pet stories. Janelle in Toronto, how are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Now, is it your pet or is it one in your area?
It was our pet. She's okay. No longer with us.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, she had a good life.
Okay.
But we had an escaping white bunny called Shirley.
Oh, my God. And it must be on theme for a little white bunny to escape, Janelle.
And she would go over to the house behind or the house next door. Just when we think we plugged up all the holes, she would find a new one. And, like, it was amazing. She would either hide in our, like, around our house. But what she used to do at the house next door, which is on, like, a, not a big road, but, like, a major road for the suburbs.
Yeah.
She would stand up on her two back feet.
Yeah.
And look like a statue, and she would do that in their garden. So people didn't even realise she was a real bunny.
Oh, my God, that is smart. Now, Janelle, what would happen when she would get out? Were you just getting phone calls from everyone around the neighbourhood saying, oh, we've popped her back in the backyard, or she's here until you get home?
Well, everyone knew that it was ours.
Yep.
So the good thing was that she wouldn't leave the area.
Yeah, she wouldn't too
yeah,
far.
Yeah, she wasn't going from Toronto up to Swansea or something. which is good.
We've also got Gabby in Madawi on the phone. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
Now tell us, do you own a Houdini pet? Are you aware of one? Did you live near one?
I used to have a Houdini pet.
What was it?
It was a cat, and he used to love going outside, but every day at 4 p.m. we'd lock him up. So he couldn't kill any wildlife overnight.
Smart.
And he used to hate it. I remember his favourite, what he'd do to you, he'd jump up on my mum's favourite precious cabinet, you know, with all her porcelain.
Yeah.
He'd lock his little beady eyes onto you. When he knew he had your eye contact, he'd start smashing them off one after another.
Evil.
Oh, my God.
Eight cats are evil.
That's
I stand
that's
by
less
it.
Of a Houdini, more of a Dennis the Menace yeah. type situation, it feels like.
But it's like he knew he couldn't leave the house, so he's just going to cause a ruckus inside.
I will smash your finest porcelain.
And I will look you dead in the eye while I do it.
Piece by piece.
Watch me.
That's cats for you.
Yeah, evil.
I know,
I
right?
stand by it.
Tyler, you'd be well aware of those new mobile phone cameras, right?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's to catch you, of course, using a mobile phone, which you shouldn't be doing. However,
whilst driving.
That's right. Whilst driving.
Behind the wheel, yeah.
Yeah. However, this one man just south of Newey, down in Sydney, has said that he wasn't, in fact, using his mobile phone when captured on camera. He was holding a packet of the Aldi version of the La Snack, the Dip It.
So he was not using his phone. He was treating himself to some of the Bicky and plastic cheese.
Yeah,
that is a La Snack.
Yeah, so he's hired a lawyer because he believed he was, in fact, you know, he's so much belief in himself.
He's been wrongly accused.
That's right. And the lawyer has said, my client is a hard-working Australian who was simply trying to have his afternoon tea after finishing work.
Fair enough.
In the witness box, he then demonstrated how he was able to hold and open the packet of Dip It's
yep.
whilst still holding the wheel securely, which in therefore shows that he did have proper control of the vehicle because the photo showed his left hand was in contact with the steering wheel while he was attempting to open the packet
now,
at the moment
that,
he went through the camera.
That takes some talent in order to rip the foil lid off a Dip It while still maintaining full control of a vehicle.
Well, here's what he was able to demonstrate.
Talented man.
If you hold the Dip It with the cheese facing down and peel the lid from the top,
yeah.
then the like biscuits won't fall out because of the angle that you're doing the peeling.
Smart.
So not only will you not lose your biscuits, but you won't lose your license as well.
So there's a hot tip. If you want to open some dippets whilst you're on the road safely without getting a fine, tip it upside down.
That's right. And also, make sure if you're opening snacks, maybe wait till you go past the special mobile phone cameras. Because a packet of dippets does look like a mobile phone.
Especially when they're upside down.
And with grainy black and white footage, which is all of these cameras seem to be able to photograph.
And you know what? A rule that I do know is in place in New South Wales is that you only need to have one hand on the wheel in order to maintain control of the car. You know why? Because I once got pulled over eating a Magnum.
Did you now?
And a copper said to me... I think it was an almond one.
Okay, good to know. Details are important.
And a copper pulled me over saying, you don't have 10 and 2. No two hands on the wheel. And I was like, excuse me, I can still drive with one hand and treat myself to a little sweet ice cream snack. And he was like, this is a warning if you do it again. So I did some research and I was like, nah, if you get me again, I've got the print off in the glove box ready to go for you.
At all times.
Yep.
Do you still have the print off?
Of course there? I do, because I do treat myself to a Magnum here and there whilst in the car.
And you need to know that you're safe.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, be careful on the roads, everyone.
Hot tip.
Yeah, exactly.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, Crevo, we need two callers on the phone right now to go head-to-head with one another to win.
I know, win big time today.
Yes, they're going in the draw to win an experience to go whale watching for two, plus tickets to see John Peter Farnham on the big screen.
Yeah.
At the movies.
Don't forget about the whale watching, because it's whale watching season right now.
Yes.
They head, you know, along our coastline, majestic creatures they are. And on a boat with the crews, you get to see them nice and close.
Up close and personal.
Like, it is good to go and look at them at the beach, you know.
No, but it's way better to do it on a boat.
That's right. And it's like $150 worth this prize. So if you want to win that, 4967-4105, and be a competitor on Three of a Kind.
Yeah, we're playing it next.
Now, the way Three of a Kind works, you give me three things, or the listener.
Yep.
And they have to figure out what's the theme between those things.
First to two, best of three. Do you want to have a little crack at one now?
All right, Kribo? So this is what the game you could be playing, right? Here we go.
Your name's your buzzer, don't forget.
I'm ready.
Red frogs, pythons, Coke bottles.
Crevo.
What is it?
Lollies.
Yep.
See, that's how easy that is.
1 point on the board for you.
4967-4105. If you want to play Three of a Kind as you wake up with the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is where we get two Novocastrians going head-to-head, Crevo, battling it out for a double in-season pass to see John Farnham finding the voice. Plus, you'll go in the draw to win a whale-watching experience for two, all thanks to Nova Cruises as well.
Oh, prizes galore.
We are throwing them at you this morning. And our contestants this morning, we've got Kelly in Gilliston Heights up first. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you today?
Awesome, thank you.
Bit wet out.
Yeah, it's just a little bit cold.
Oh, it's so cold.
Chilly.
Fresh.
Winter is on its way.
Oh, isn't it what, Kelly? We've also got Rory in Anna Bay. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Very well.
Brilliant.
Thanks, mate.
Brilliant.
What about you?
Oh, nice and wet and cold. Oh.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, that
that's
sounds right. Like just a joy, doesn't it, Rory?
Yeah, it's perfect for this time of the morning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hey, are you off to work as well, Rory?
I've been here since 3 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. You deserve a break.
Rory's like, yeah,
yes,
I do.
Absolutely. Shall we test everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Kelly first.
Kelly.
Nice.
Strong.
Rory. Yeah.
Rory.
Yeah, good.
Excellent.
You
all
guys
right,
are
here
all over
we
it.
Go. Of course, three things. Figure out what the theme is. Your name's your buzzer. First to do best of three.
First one. Voss, Fiji, Mount Franklin.
Rory.
Oh, Rory, that was quick. What is it?
Water brand.
Yeah,
sure
you got
is.
It.
One on the board. Well done. Fast game's a good game.
Next one. A brand, Levi's, Wrangler.
Rory.
Oh, Rory's in again. What is it?
Jeans brand.
Oh, sure is. Over it.
My God, you know what that is?
been there since three.
Yeah, he's alert, awake. Had about 10 coffees, and you absolutely nailed it, Rory.
Two cans of
each. Yeah. That'll do it.
Tradies breakfast right there.
Kelly, can we get you back tomorrow morning for another crack at it?
Why not?
Good sport.
Excellent. Good stuff. Hey, up next, we find out about a man who tries to pin his drink driving on his dog.
Oh, no.
And this cops pulled over this guy who was driving about 80 in a 50 zone.
Naughty.
Right? So they've gone, right, this guy, we're going to get him. That's pretty bad. Yeah? Anyway, turns out when they pull this car over, this guy is actually, there's a warrant out for his arrest already. So he's a bit of a naughty boy. And when they pull the car over, they're like, what's going on in there? And the guy then hops out of the passenger seat in a situation where he tried to swap positions with a dog that was in the car and then say to the officers, oh, it was the dog that was driving, not me, because he was drunk.
Right.
So he was trying to get away with drink driving by saying that the dog was driving, not him.
The dog was the desert.
Yeah, exactly.
How wankered must one be to think, oh dear, I'm in some strife here. Here's a good idea. I'm going to put the dog in the driver's seat and tell the sober cops, wasn't me.
He was driving.
Dog's the deso.
I'm just waiting for a mate. You have to be very drunk. You've had a
so
big night.
So drunk.
Outrageous, right? And my favourite part was that the police did, of course, a Facebook post about this.
Yeah.
The whole situation. They said, the dog does not face any charges and was let go with just a warning.
Well, at least the coppers have a sense of humour, but they probably need to get this peghead off the road.
I would have thought so.
If he's got a warrant against him, he's doing 30 k's over the speed limit and he's drunk behind the wheel.
Yeah, not ideal.
Naughty.
He needs some time to think about his consequences before he's allowed back on the road. UFM.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Tyler, today $625 is up for grabs with Trivia Check.
Oh my God.
She's grown.
The amount of shopping I could do with that.
You'd buy all Crocs.
Crocs,
be wasted
footwear,
on you.
Yes. I need some new shoes. I need some, like, new going out shoes.
So not Crocs? Because they're not shoes.
Well, I need some, I want to get the fluffy lined Crocs as well.
Ugh.
They're going out shoes.
No, they are not.
Some new sneakers.
Do not leave the house in those.
I need all of the above.
Embarrassing for you.
$625, I could buy so many with that.
Well, yeah, and it could be your money. You just need to answer one question correctly. It's so simple.
We're playing after seven. Next, though, we are talking long showers. After we discovered that Gen Z like to literally take 4-hour showers, which is just ridiculous, isn't
it? Seems out of control, but we'll chat more about that in just a minute as you wake up with the Novo's Tyler and Crevo here at UFM.
Now, yesterday on the show, Crevo, we discovered that Gen Z's are now having everything showers. Now, when I think of an everything shower, that means I'm going in, I'm washing my hair, I'm shaving my whole body, I'm exfoliating, I'm putting on some kind of like whole body moisturizing lotion, right, as well. But that doesn't take me any longer than 15 minutes tops. But I have to warn the people that I live with, aka Marcus, my partner, that I'm like, right, I'm going in for a shower with the lot. Do not bother me. Do not ask me why I've been in the shower for so long. There are things I need to do. Don't question it.
So you say it's what you call the works shower.
Yeah, shower with the lot. Or the works, yes.
And you say you're shaving, washing.
Yep.
And
lathering.
And Marcus is not allowed in.
Well, no, I just don't want him whinging that I'm in there for so long.
Right,
if you need to use the bathroom now, use it now.
Beforehand.
Because don't come in.
You just don't want him interrupting
you. Don't whinge about the bathroom being in use for 15, 20 minutes, you know. But these Gen Z's, they're saying they're having 4-hour showers.
That's absurd.
Ridiculous.
No, I actually struggle to believe that's possible.
What a waste of water.
I think we worked it out as thousands of litres.
It is. And millennials these days, we were raised in a drought.
That's right. They don't understand how tough it was.
That kids these days.
Oh, I know, right?
We want to know, though, on 4967, 4105, do you live with someone? Do you know someone taking long showers? I mean, if you know someone taking a four-hour shower, surely not.
I don't think so. But even anything over 15 minutes, I say that's already very long.
Even a half-hour shower is long.
4967 4105. Of course, best callers on air today up for a prize, right, Tyler?
Yeah, you'll go in the draw for a whale watching experience for two with Nova Cruises. Now, this looks the goods, Crevo. It is, of course, whale watching season. We are approaching it fast. If you want to go and see some majestic whales in the wild, just share your story with us. Do you know someone or live with someone taking ridiculously long showers?
Yeah, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's a housemate or something in the past.
Someone that you used to live with, an ex. Throw them under the bus.
Yeah, this is your chance to have a little vent because you had to pay the water bill in the end. Awful. 4967 4105. Win that whale watching cruise worth $150. Up next, New FM.
We want to know if you live with someone taking ridiculously long showers after Gen Zs are now having everything showers, saying it's better than sex, Crevo. 4 hours long?
I think they are doing sex wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If you reckon being in a shower for that long, what are you doing all that time?
You've got wrinkly fingers.
Yeah, as you called them.
Prawn fingers.
You meant prune fingers.
Which I, since learnt, I've been living a lie calling them prawn fingers, which is incorrect.
I mean, prawns are in water.
Yeah, wrinkly. Aren't they wrinkly prawns?
They are not wrinkly at all. They got very taut skin.
Anyway, prune fingers is what I meant. Which is what you would get after having a 4 hour shower, right?
Now, have you ever lived with anyone who's done long showers?
Yes, and it was a straight male who has no business spending 40 minutes in a shower. What are you doing in there, mate? You literally just need a wash.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I get it. I understand.
What do you think he was doing?
There's no safe way for me to say what I'm thinking he was doing in the shower, but you get it.
Let's move on.
Any man would understand what I mean when I say that a straight man is having a 40-minute shower. My old housemate used to be in there, and I'm like, mate.
What are you doing?
You don't have long hair to shampoo and condition.
Exactly.
You don't have any body hair because you go and get it lasered. Like, what are you doing in there?
A great question.
Oh, my God, it used to do my head in because you could only, there were two showers in the house, right? And only one shower would take all the hot water. So I'd have to wait for him to get out before I could get in and have my own hot shower. Oh, I'm getting mad.
Okay, just thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh, God, it annoyed me.
4967 4105. Do you know someone who's taken a long shower? Gabby in Madawi. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Do you know someone who takes long showers?
I don't anymore, but I did go through a phase for a while where I was taking ridiculously long showers.
Were you now?
And what were you doing, Gabby?
So this was late primary school, early high school, and I figured out that I could make these gigantic bubbles with my hands using shampoo, and I was practicing the art.
Oh, my God.
That in itself is ridiculous.
You know where I thought that was going? I thought, well, What something my brother used to do was that as soon as chores, like as soon as we had to clean up after dinner, my brother would just make a beeline for the bathroom.
Just,
I thought that's what Gabby would be doing for
just
sure.
Just trying to get out of work.
Oh, anything to get out of the chores, even if it is a 4 hour shower.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, yeah, and $625 on the line, Tyler.
That is a nice chunk of money, isn't it?
How about, like, I'm just having a look at, like, technology stuff you can buy.
Yeah.
Are you into, like, those Dyson supersonic hair dryers? You know the ones with the hole through it where you can see through it?
I wouldn't mind one.
Yeah, if you just, like,
but my blow dryer's fine.
Here's $625. There's $650. You only have to top it up $25 and you have one of those.
That is a rip-off for a blow dryer.
Yeah, but they look cool, right?
Yeah, they look cool, but are they actually good?
Probably. Dyson stuff. People like Dysons.
You could go to Hair House Warehouse and buy yourself about 50 hair dryers for $625, I reckon.
You could do that, create your own wind tunnel at home, right? All of the world's possibilities are your oysters. Under $650. If you win this money up next. Right, so this is how it works. Trivia check. Answer one question correctly and $625 gets, you know, shot over to your bank account.
Yep. If you want to play, we're doing it next. Call 4967 4105. We'll ask you one question. You answer it right, we give you the money.
That's
simple
right.
as that.
You could have your own little
Wind tunnel
at home if you want from air house warehouse. New FM 4967-4105 to win the cash.
Krivo, very good friend of the show, Nasser Sultan, has found himself in more hot water this week as Australian Fashion Week goes down. We're going to get him on the show just to set it all straight, see what's going down.
Find out what really happened now, though. Free cash.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, here we go for $625. It's so simple. Just get one question right and the money is all yours.
That would be lovely.
Oof, yes, it would. Of course, there is 5 seconds on the clock and we meet our contestant right now. It's Kathy. How are you in Wickham?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How is Wickham this morning?
Cold and wet.
I know, we're all feeling it. It's
very cold as well, isn't it, Kathy?
It is when you start work at 2:30.
Oh, my God.
In the afternoon?
In the morning.
Oh. We've had so many early risers on the show this morning, Krivo. Now,
I know.
I mean, we had an early riser earlier this morning, Kathy, who absolutely nailed it. So hopefully you are the same this morning. You're
red hot and firing, ready to go.
Yeah, and about 10 coffees deep.
I am.
Good.
Yeah, good.
That's what we want.
I am. Yes.
Now, don't let the 5 second timer get stuck in your head, Kathy. Are you ready for your question?
Okay. As best as I'll ever be.
What is the name of the person who wrote the first ever dictionary?
Oxford?
Unfortunately, no.
It is not. I'm so sorry. It was Robert Cawdrey. I mean, I don't know if he worked for Oxford, but we need a specific name. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right. No worries. Have a good day.
Oh, you too, my love. Absolute gem of a human being.
Been
up since 2:30 working and just...
As fresh as a daisy.
Not bothered by anything.
No, Kathy, happy as can be.
6:50 tomorrow, Krivo, for a feel-good Friday.
I know, you're waking up with the Novos.
Friend of the show, Nasser Sultan, of course, is back in the tabs again, Krivo, because this time, all week this week, it is Australian Fashion Week in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to show up. Posing as a journalist.
That's right.
And people didn't like it, so we're just going to settle it all here on the phone. He joins us now. Hey, Nass.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank
better.
You.
Never
now,
better.
Tell us what happened at Australian Fashion Week. Did you get kicked out?
Well, what happened was I went to the straight to the VIP line, right? Because as you know...
Because you're VIP.
So I went straight to the VIP line. So this security guard obviously hasn't been briefed on who I am or what my status is.
Yeah.
He comes up to me and said, mate, you're not supposed to be here. Get out. You were warned last year. You were warned last year. Now you're here again. I said, mate, I'm here. This is where I'm supposed to be. He goes, no, mate, you go over there. Now, go away.
Had you been warned last year, Nass?
Tell us the truth.
I was sort of warned not to be rowdy.
Okay, so you weren't told to not show up.
They had an eye on you, though.
They had, 100%. You think after 12 months, with all that, you know, publicity and all that sort of stardom...
Brushing shoulders with Margot Robbie.
Yeah, rubbing shoulders with Margot Robbie, exactly.
Yeah.
So the media got a hold of it, someone took a photo, and it rolled from there. But let me tell you, though, they were lucky that I gave them publicity. They should thank me for giving them publicity because the whole thing is boring.
Nass.
The whole thing is extremely boring.
Yeah, you know what? I have to agree with you there. There are a lot of people that I'm seeing sitting there and it's like, I mean, stop pretending that you're enjoying Fashion Week. It looks boring, doesn't it?
They're not enjoying it. And I said this yesterday on radio, and I said, you know, Fashion Week used to be for buyers. The front rows used to be for buyers and for... retailers and that. Now it's all hijacked by influencers.
Now she's not even
looking at the fashion.
Full of maths contestants, isn't it, Nass, like yourself?
Oh, they're ridiculous. Those maths contestants are ridiculous. They are nobodies. Nobody cares about them, but they wanted to sit all together to make a statement because you know how it is.
Yeah, we know.
You make something.
Totally. Nass, tell me, were you posing as a journo asking silly questions and that's how the journos, wind of it? What kind of questions were you asking, Nass?
I said, what are you wearing? Can you tell me what you're wearing and who's your favourite designer?
That's not a silly question.
Yeah, he's your favourite designer, and none of them could answer who their favourite designer is.
Oh, losers.
Look, it shows you, if anyone had a right to be there, and them kicking you out, what a disgrace. Thanks for coming on the show and clearing this up, Naz.
Thanks, guys. Anytime. And, you know, as I always say, in Naz we trust.
Also, too, happy birthday for last week. We love you, Naz.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a good time. We'll speak again.
Thanks, Naz.
Bye, Naz.
You know what, Prevo? I got to side with Naz this time around.
I know. He was asking the right questions, and he was being, well, he's not a real journalist.
I think Fashion Week's just full of absolute flogs.
Yeah.
And he was just there, you know, spicing it up a bit.
Yeah, we need a bit of that.
In Naz we trust.
That we do.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, so, Tyler, you and I are in this local Facebook group for Newcastle called Let's Talk Food.
It is the best.
It's because it's not like fancy food only, or it's not like just normal food only. It's just all food that's sold in restaurants, cafes,
across
everything.
The board, yeah. From like bougie restaurants to fish and chip shops, people and just everything in between.
I feel as if it's more accurate than Google reviews.
Totally,
because it's just people what they ate today and a photo and just a little report, right? Yeah. Now, people are talking about the new fish and chip shop, Larry's, which is below the Beaches Hotel at Merriweather.
I drove past it yesterday. It looks cool.
So it's sort of like a retro-inspired situation.
Kind of like a mixture between like an old-school milk bar,
mm-hmm.
but then also too, yeah, like a retro
fish and chip shop. Like
yeah,
that.
It's cool.
So, and of course, what a great location.
Perfect.
They've taken what was essentially a storage room
and turned it into one of the best, newest hotspots in town.
Exactly. Now, looking at some photos, the prawn sandwich looks pretty tasty, doesn't it?
I saw the fish burger. Someone posted a pic of the fish burger yesterday too. It looks good.
Nice thick cut chips, that sort of vibe. If that's what you're into, I reckon it's a good little spot.
Also, hot tip, just get on Let's Talk Food.
Mm-hmm.
It's a private Facebook group, but it's showcasing all the best food around Newcastle and the Hunter. It's the best thing.
Yeah, it's
the
amazing.
The best resource.
Out Maitland Way, the Terrace, whatever,
everywhere.
Down the lake, all over. It's awesome. Check it out. That's just for fun,
yeah.
You know?
And get on Larry's. Looks so cool.
Yeah, it looks tasty.
Next, so Crevo, another argument that went down at the Waratah Manor that must be settled on the radio this morning. We'll get into that on the other side of this.
New FM.
Now, an argument that went down at the Waratah Manor yesterday, Crevo, something that I need to bring to your attention and the rest of Newcastle's as well.
Mm-hmm.
My partner Marcus stacks the dishwasher in the most stupidest way possible.
What's that?
He puts, so if he's putting cutlery in, you know, in like the little crate that stands up on
the
bottom.
Yeah, the cutlery crate.
Yeah, yeah. In the bottom drawer. He will put, like say for example, if he's putting in a fork, he'll put it in handle down, prongs up.
Yeah.
Which I think is wrong.
Why on earth would you think that's wrong? That is the correct way. You know what? The more I hear about your partner, Marcus, the more I realise he's really smart and gets it.
Shut up.
That is the correct way to do it.
No, it's not.
Putting your spoons facing up, forks facing up, is absolutely correct.
No, it's not. You've just got to hold the handle and put it in, put it down, because then what if there's a sharp knife in there and you go to pick something else up and you stab yourself in the arm?
Sharp knives go on the top little rack bit.
Carefully. No, they don't.
Yes, they do. You don't put the food end down. That's what, you know that little crate?
You put the food end down. Yes, you do.
The little crate has a grill on top, which stops you from putting end down.
Not all little crates have the little grill on top. Sometimes it's just a straight up box.
Yeah, that's,
you're just putting cutlery in. And you know why it's the right way to do it that way? Is because when you empty the dishwasher after everything's been cleaned, you just grab the handles and you put them straight into the cutlery drawer.
No,
who's picking it up by the prongs of a fork?
You don't. You get the little bit in between the prongs and the handle.
That's way too much admin.
Nah, you are unbelievable.
Have you heard of the saying called work smarter, not harder? I don't think so, because you work real dumb.
You are doing it the wrong way.
No, I am not.
Yeah, you are. I'm telling you, you've got it wrong.
No.
Your partner, Marcus, is a really smart guy. You should listen to him more and his advice.
Oh, shut up. You don't think I get this enough at home?
Once again, he's correct.
4967-4105. What is the correct way to put cutlery in the dishwasher? Is it the fork prongs down into the crate or facing up?
It's definitely fork prongs up.
Spoon, no, it's not.
Spoon end up.
No, it's not. It's all the right. other way.
4967-4105. Are you team Tyler and you're putting all that stuff down, like jamming it through the tiny little hole to get it in there?
It doesn't,
wrong.
No.
Or are you team Crevo and partner Marcus the right way?
No.
Putting that stuff up so it's washed properly as well. Thank no. you, God.
It gets washed properly the other way?
Not really.
No, oh, it does.
All right. 4967-4105. What does Newcastle think? Let's settle this debate once and for all. New FM.
Asking the hard-hitting questions here at New FM Ooh, this morning, Crevo. What is the correct way to put cutlery in the dishwasher? When you're stacking the dishwasher, you must go handle down, prongs down first. If you're putting in a fork, fork prongs down first, handle up. No, that's not wrong. That's the right way to do it.
No, the handle goes down.
But it's
your partner, Marcus, knows best. You should know this by now.
It's so efficient when you're emptying the dishwasher just to grab the cutlery by the handles and put them straight in the cutlery drawer.
Doesn't wash it as good
oh
as well.
Oh, my God. It makes no sense that your brains don't work that way.
Actually,
it does make sense because you're all a bunch of idiots.
You have got this
I don't
Your
think
partner,
so.
Marcus. Yeah, I just got a message before, hashtag in Marcus we trust. And you know what?
Don't tell him that. You don't need to stroke his ego.
He is so right.
This was an argument that went down at the Waratah Manor, and we need this to be settled once and for all by Novocastrians.
Yeah. All right, let's let everyone decide. Belinda's first in Macquarie Hills. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, never better. Now, you're representing all of Macquarie Hills. Which way do you put it?
Oh, Crevo, you're so wrong.
Yes.
It's down.
Excuse me?
Thank you, sister.
Because, Tyler, she's right. She's right. When you take them out, you then just hold the handle, put them in, and there's no fingerprints all over your spoons and forks that you're about to eat with.
Ridiculous.
We work smarter, not harder, don't we, Belinda?
Yes. Oh, mate.
Did you hang up on her?
Yeah, of course.
How dare you?
Oh, look, I got what she had to say and was wrong.
And you didn't like it, so you shut her up.
Exactly.
Typical male. Let's go to Lisa in Madawi next. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thank you. Which way are you putting the cutlery in the dishwasher?
Look, unfortunately for you, I've got to agree with Marcus and Crevo.
Oh, yeah,
thank
God.
You.
Why?
Purely because of health, and you should realise, you know, with the toilet and all that kind of thing, with the jug, health is important to you. So if you have the forks up, there's not going to be any residue of old food on them when they're in the bottom.
That's
so
true.
I love that you still remember the old kettle in the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Because famously, Marcus, my partner, is unhygienic, and that's the way that he puts the cutlery in the dishwasher as well. It's the incorrect and unhygienic way.
Nah, look, we've got to listen to
You know why it's
Lisa
unhygienic?
Here.
Because then you pick the fork up by the prongs and you're putting dirty fingers all over your dirty fingers all over the
a little bit you can grab. Now, if you also Google proper way to load cutlery, press images, every single photo shows the prongs of the fork.
I refuse to believe it.
Yeah, now that represents all of Madawi. Everyone in Madawi saying up. Let's
get
up.
Kim to settle this once and for all in Bell Vegas North. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Tyler, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you putting cutlery in the dishwasher?
I'm agreeing with you, darling.
Yes.
What?
You are right.
We win.
Exactly.
It
yes,
is that
we do.
It is hygienic.
Yes.
It is efficient.
Yes.
It is
yes.
smart. Thank you,
yep.
Kim.
Yep, my pleasure.
What, just to clarify, you mean handles down, yeah?
No. What if you're going to get the kids to empty the dishwasher? They're going to grab the knives. They're going to grab the forks.
They're going to stab themselves.
You've got to look after them. Exactly, and you can see that. It's the males that are saying it that way.
Stupid males.
We do it all the time.
What about Lisa? Are you calling her a male?
No.
That seems rude.
Definitely not.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate that. Like Kim pointed out, Crevo, what if the kids were to enter the dishwasher and stab themselves? It's as though...
No,
it's
knives.
As,
sharp
it's
knives
as though
go on the top rack.
You hate the safety of children. That's what I take away from that.
You have got that so wrong.
Anyway, we win. Girls win.
Ugh, what a disgrace. Let's check your traffic. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Holy dooly, the weather was wild yesterday.
Wasn't it?
I was at the shop and outside, you can, when I looked through like the front windows out onto Clyde Street.
Yeah.
It was going sideways. The rain was full going sideways. Luckily not in the door.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because I had like the little towels down and stuff, the bit of mopping up action. Got to keep it sort of dry at the front. But it was crazy, the rain there, for a good hour, I reckon.
Our front deck, we've got like a little outdoor lounge, some like an outdoor setting.
Living a good life.
Tables, chairs and cushions. All out the front yard. We looked like a house full of hillbillies yesterday because the whole, all the furniture on the front deck just spread out all over the front yard.
Yeah, it's definitely some wild weather at the moment.
Hot mess.
Next, though, this is very exciting. The final of our finalists.
Yes.
We went for our, of course, third trip on tour to Toastie, our little excursion to find the best toasted sandwiches in all of Newcastle and the Hunter. And my God.
We went to Perry the Feeder yesterday. Holy heck.
It was a tasty one.
Wasn't it?
That's
ever.
Just a little heads up. But the full review on the show next, as well as Piper, our exclusive taste tester of the people, she'll be on to give us a little update as well as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo at New FM.
What's the goss on the way with producer Stephen? What do you got for us?
Olivia Wilde finds herself in controversy once again.
Ooh,
this
dear.
Time surrounding her attire at a wedding, a big fashion note. Oh, no.
Jeez. Okay. All of that juice soon. Now, though.
Tyler and Crevo are on the hunt for Newcastle's best toastie. This is the Novos Tour to Toastie on 105.3 UFM.
On what has been the journey of our lives,
yes.
As we have gone around trying the best toasties in all of the land, of course, we took your nominations for the best cafes that had them, and then we've gone there and they've given us the best of the best, the creme de la creme, if
yep.
you will.
Indeed.
We started the journey with Praise Joe, which was amazing.
In Tice Hill. They set the bar high.
They did.
To start with.
And then over to Newcastle itself for Outdo, which was also incredible.
They outdid themselves.
The mac and cheese is still on my mind.
And then yesterday, Crevo, we pulled in to Perry the Feeder down here at MAFE, and I just went, without giving too much away,
okay,
I've found my winner.
Righto. Now, of course, the way it works...
It's my winner. Might not be yours.
That's
might
right.
not be Piper's.
That's right. The way all this works is our scores are combined.
Yep.
Mine, yours, and Piper, our guest toasty taste tester of the people, who's on the phone now. Hey, Piper.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Now, of course, Perry the Feeder was yesterday. How are you feeling today?
I recovered better than I thought, to be completely honest. I'm good.
Excellent.
I'm good.
It's funny that we say, yeah, we've recovered from a big toastie. It's a lot of butter, isn't it?
It is.
Like,
it is.
You really have to go home and have a little rest before you go on with the rest of the day. So the recovery is a legitimate thing, but so worth it.
Now, we're not going to give away today's score because on tomorrow's show we are, of course, crowning the winner.
Yes.
Piper will be coming into the studios. We've got the trophy, etc. But let's just get everyone's favourite around the room. Tyler first.
Oh, my God. Easily, it has to be the spicy buffalo chicken. It was, chicken toastie with Frank's red hot sauce, baby spinach, aioli and cheese.
That, yeah.
Now, this toastie, Crevo, was oozing with Frank's hot sauce. I'm salivating at the thought of it now. I was nearly going to go back and get a second one yesterday afternoon. I kept thinking about it all day.
They balanced the Franks with the aioli very well.
Oh, my
didn't
God.
They?
So good.
Keep that one in mind and if you're in the area.
The good thing about it was that when aioli gets too hot, it just turns oily, but this was not the case.
Not at all.
The bread was still intact. It was just oozing with cheese and hot sauce and aioli, and oh, my God, it was just like what dreams are made of.
Piper, your favourite, which was it?
Oh, guys, it's so hard to pick, you know. It's a big job on our shoulders. We don't want to do the wrong thing, but I've got to say, the Sloppy Joe yesterday was just insane. The mustard really, really was a big selling point for me because we've been looking for something like that over the past couple of days, and it delivered.
Yep.
It certainly did. You know what? I'm going to go with Piper on this as well and say my favourite was the Sloppy Joe as well. For me, they had the balance, the acidity of the mustard really helped, like, cut through the umami of the meat,
yep.
and also obviously like the cheese factor, which yep. was incredible as well. And something about their bread, they had, it was a lower level of butter on the outside.
Not as much butter.
So, but they still managed to maintain the crispiness.
Yep.
And I'm guessing it's through some secret toasting process that they have.
And I think another secret, I don't know, would you say skill or ingredient, was that a sloppy joe, usually it's like saucy, but this was like an actual meatball.
That's
so there was no sloppiness of the sloppy joe either. It's like the whole toasty was still intact, you know?
Okay, so another big player in the game that we visited yesterday, video, of course, on our Facebook page at New FM. And tomorrow we reveal
the
Newcastle
winner.
And the Hunters' number one toasty. Piper will be in. We'll see you there, yeah, Piper.
Can't wait, guys.
Excellent. Right, that all happening tomorrow.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say Adele. My name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss?
UFM. All right, producer Stephen, Olivia Wilde in hot water again.
Yeah, very interested to hear your guys' thoughts on this. So she attended the wedding of good friends of hers, Colton Underwood and Jordan C. Brown, supporting a white self-proclaimed wedding dress. So she's tried to justify this with an Instagram post. Well, Instagram story captioned, wore a wedding dress to a wedding just so I could make a joke about it in my toast. But this has obviously sent the internet into frenzy, and after getting...
People get too tightly wound
on that. After a lot of people gave her, you know, lots of backlash, she then hours later put up another very blunt post that just said the groom's approved with a full stop, so...
Groom? This has nothing to do with the grooms, mate. This has everything to do with the bride who's also shown up in a wedding dress. You know why? Because it's her wedding day, not Olivia's.
No, it's two blokes getting married. So it's Colton Underwood and Jordan C. Brown.
Oh,
so,
right.
So there is no, like, bride to compete with, I guess.
My mistake.
But lots of people are saying it's big, like, pick-me energy and need to be centre of attention. And it's still...
Well, now I feel like an idiot. But... I still stand with guests not wearing a wedding or a white dress to a wedding.
It's fine. You can do it. Doesn't like what people get so wound up over colour.
I just think you got to leave the white for the bride. But in this case, there was no bride, so maybe she's off the hook.
No, not off the hook. There's that many colours on the colour wheel. Just
you're right.
Don't pick white. I reckon it's not that hard.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a bit different. Yeah, I think it is obviously a bit different with an with the two male wedding, but I still, I don't know, yeah, it doesn't sit well with me in my ethics place. Don't steal the thunder of someone else who should be wearing white.
All right, and we'll leave it right there. Thanks for that, Stephen. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
So yesterday, Tyler went out to Event Cinemas at Glendale to get everyone ready for the big Fast X movie premiere that we had.
We were giving away passes to that, but also a chance for someone to go on a fat lap in a Lambo around town.
Yeah, Hunter Super Cruise. They gave that away. That was awesome.
Awesome.
Everyone very excited. And, you know, just before going into the movies, you're standing in the little, like, alleyway bit.
Chauffeuring people in.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I didn't have a car, but...
No, you...
Ushering them in.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, chauffeuring them.
Chauffeur someone by foot, can't you?
Nope.
Okay.
It's only for a car.
Just checking.
Anyway, yes, so I was ushering people in. This guy goes, hey, guess what? Guess what? If you're going to watch this movie, watch it past the end credits because it's a bonus bit that sets up the next movie.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, good tip. Good tip if you're a fan of the Fast and the Furious movies and 10 isn't enough.
Well, hang around, yeah.
Hang around because you'll be set up for number 11 or 12.
I wasn't there. You know why?
Why?
Because after that huge power outage yesterday, I lost all of my appliances. Heater's not working, stove's not working, oven's not working.
What a disaster.
So I lived on instant ramen noodles that were cooked in the microwave, which is absolutely disgusting.
That's a no from me. Next, though, a little debate in your world, yeah?
Calling dibs on baby names.
All right, we'll chat more about that up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
Crevo, where do you sit on calling dibs on baby names?
Yeah, you got to get in quick if you want to secure a specific name in your friendship group, because otherwise everyone, like, they'll steal it from you, and you might have been thinking about that name for ages.
I don't think you should be calling dibs. I've got a friend of mine who is currently pregnant from back home, and she has sent a message into our group chat of all the girls being like, right, girls, I've got 3 months left of this pregnancy. I just want you to know if I have a boy, I'm naming him Henry, and that means Henry is off limits for the rest of the girls.
Yeah, see, that's smart.
It's so ridiculous that people go like, you can't name your baby that because that's what I'm naming my baby that. It's like as if no one's ever named their child Henry before.
Wow, it's not common, is it?
Yes, Henry is one of the most common male names I've ever come across.
I've only met one Henry in my life.
Are you joking?
No.
I went to school with a lot of Henrys. I've got a few Henrys in my family. Regardless of that, I'm saying... You can't call dibs on a baby name. It's like,
yes, you can, Tyler.
You can't be offended that someone else has also chosen the same name for your child. I just don't get it.
Yeah, but it's just that copying behavior. But think of another name.
It's not copying behavior. It's just like if you like that name, you can name your child that. I just don't understand. Like, what's wrong with having two babies with the same name? I don't get it.
It's confusing.
Grow up.
No, it's confusing.
You're an adult. You're a functioning adult that can distinguish between two different children with the same name.
Well, it's just confusing in one friendship
group. It's just petty.
Think of another name. There's so many names out there. Why do you have to use the same one as your friend?
Maybe they like it. You can't tell someone else to choose something based on their own taste.
Have an original thought.
Oh, my God. And what, come up with an original name?
A different one.
Like what?
Just a different...
Any name that you suggest is not going to be original.
Someone
else in the world will already have had it.
Yeah, but not in your friendship group.
And a million other people in the world will also have it in the future.
Not in your friendship group.
You never know.
All right.
You never know.
You and I can't decide on this. Luckily, Newcastle can help us figure this out. 4967-4105. Are you Team Tyler? Anyone can just use the same name that you're planning for your kids, like all your friends? Or are you Team Crevo? It's all right to just go, look, everyone think up your own names. I'm just grabbing this one quickly.
I just think this is a right or wrong. Is it, like, do you think it's right or wrong to call dibs on baby names? I think it's ridiculous.
It is. Look, you can totally do that in your friendship group. I'm not saying you own it for all time. I'm just saying you own it in your little group, like your tight group.
Stupid.
4967-4105. Are you Team Tyler? Yes. Or Team Crevo? Absolutely. All right, give us a call now. And, of course, best callers on air today in the draw for a whale-watching cruise with Nova Cruises.
Yeah,
right?
This looks the goods. They're pretty spenno too, these
Deluxe
tickets.
So $150.
Yeah, we can hook you up with them for free.
Yeah, 4967-4105. We'll get your calls on the air next. New FM.
And calling dibs on baby names is what we explore next. Can you do it? Yes or no? Is it right or wrong? I don't think you can. I think it's ridiculous for you to go, nah, you can't call your baby that because I am.
Nah, it's fine. You can have an original thought. Come up with your own baby name. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm saying if, like, they're calling dibs on it early, they don't know that maybe that was your thought for a baby name too.
But now they're
telling you what you can't name your own child. Get out of here.
If you see someone in a parking spot, you don't try and push their car out of the way or park in the same spot.
That is not the same, you absolute peggerhead. It is not the same.
You go find a different spot. That's fine.
Let's go to the phones, hey? Okay. Let's go to Kirsty in New Lambton up first. Hey, Kirsty.
Hi, guys. How you going? Good morning.
Very well, thank you. Can you call dibs on baby names, yes or no?
No.
Thank you
very much. It's a free-for-all. I've named my son Zeppelin, something quite unusual. And if somebody wanted to name their child Zeppelin, I'd be honoured.
Yeah. Grow up. I don't understand why people think they have ownership over names.
Like, if everyone in your friendship group called their kids that, though, wouldn't that upset you?
Oh, look, it'd just be the group of Zeppelins. I mean, it's not my problem.
Yeah.
You know? They'd just be the Zeppelin... It's a different last name.
Totally. It'd be chaotic but funny.
Okay.
It's a laugh.
I'm not sure it is.
Ease up a little bit.
Have your own name. Loosen up. Have an original thought.
Oh, my
God. That's all I'm saying. That's not it.
Let's go to Jenny in Cameron Park next. Hey, Jenny.
Oh, hello. How are you? Good morning.
Very well, thank you. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, it's ridiculous to put dibs on baby names because you don't know if you ever have a baby. You don't know, like, you know, if you're friends in 5 years.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very important decision for your own life. Like, you got to be happy. And if that's the name you really want, then go for it.
Like, I agree. And it's like, you don't want to let your friends dictate to you what you can and can't name your own child, right?
Absolutely. I think it's very silly if you're if you're upset about that.
So petty.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I hope that friend's listening to me now, because there's my feedback on that message that she sent to the group chat the other day.
You're a little bit upset by
it's
it.
It's just petty. Yeah. Grow up.
All right. One more to wrap things up. It's Gemma in Lambton. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. I have to disagree with everybody so far. I think you totally can call this on a date.
Thank you. Some common sense.
And why so?
Well, I had a baby and then called her Charlie. And then 1 month later, my sister had a baby and called him Charlie. And so now we have two Charlies of different sexes. Yeah. And it is extremely confusing.
And so was there any confrontation around the naming of the second Charlie, like when you found out?
Oh, definitely just shock and like, what? I could not believe it. She hadn't said anything leading up to it.
See, she knew. Like, she knew.
That's a bit sneaky, isn't it?
That's what I'm talking about. Have an original thought, Gemma's sister.
Honestly, it's not hard. So, I don't know. If anyone's had this experience, I think they would be on the dips.
Yeah, exactly. If you experienced it like poor Gemma has, then you'd know.
Still a name.
Yeah, I know.
Get over it.
Stand by it. Think up something else
on
your own.
I understand the confusion. I mean, very close in Gemma's family, but still.
Like, yeah, of all the names in the world, pick exactly the same one. How annoying.
They're clearly sisters. They have the same interests. They like the same name.
Oh, ridiculous.
Doesn't mean anything.
I think she's just done it to wind poor Gemma up.
Well, that's a very, like, hectic way to wind your sister up to give your child. Maybe they've got some things that they need to work out themselves.
You've got siblings. Would you put it past any of them?
Nah. Bunch of peckheads. They would do it too, just to wind me up. But honestly, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
I would not care.
I reckon you would change your tone if they did that.
Here's a solution. Charlie 1, Charlie 2. There you go.
What are you going to name your kid?
I don't even know.
Yeah. And if your siblings all, we're doing the same.
Good for you.
Okay.
Good for you. All right. Whatever. I got bigger fish to fry. I got bigger things to worry about. Don't care.
All right. Good to know.
Anyway, we're done now.
That we are. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Of course, we also had to award our amazing...
Oh, yeah, Kim in Bell Vegas North. She wins a whale watching experience for two at Nova Cruises.
Congratulations, Kim. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.